This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian and Turkish officials said Thursday an agreement allowing for the export of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea will continue for another 4 months under the current terms. The extension came days ahead of the potential expiration of the original deal that Turkey and the United Nations brokered in July to allow for the resumption of grain shipments that had been interrupted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a tweet announcing the extension that Ukraine, Guterres, and the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan made key decisions in the global fight against the food crisis. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has facilitated the export of 11 million metric tons of Ukrainian grain, two-thirds of which have gone to developing countries. Meantime, Ukrainian officials reported fresh missile strikes Thursday in multiple parts of the country, with targets including gas facilities. NATO member Poland and the head of the military alliance both said Wednesday that missile strikes in Polish farmland that killed two people appeared to have been unintentional and was probably launched by air defenses in neighboring Ukraine. Russia had been bombarding Ukraine at the time of the attack that savaged its power grid. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley says it's unlikely either Russia or Ukraine will gain military victory quickly.
The probability of Russia achieving its strategic objectives of conquering Ukraine, of overrunning Ukraine, the probability of that happening is close to zero. I suppose theoretically it's possible, maybe, I guess, but I don't see it happening militarily.
This is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made Thursday, but gave no further details. The launch came hours after North Korea's foreign minister threatened to launch fiercer military responses to U.S. moves to bolster its security commitment, its regional allies. Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hae warned in a statement that a recent U.S.-South Korea-Japan summit accord on the North would leave tensions on the Korean Peninsula more unpredictable. Myanmar's military-controlled government announced Thursday it was releasing nearly 6,000 prisoners, including four foreigners from Australia, Japan, Britain, and the United States. State media reported the four were granted amnesty and asked to leave the country. Also among those being released was a close aide to ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. A total of 5,774 prisoners were being released to mark Myanmar's National Day. Chinese leaders face anger over a second child's quarantine death. Get more on that story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The four-month-old girl died after vomiting and diarrhea whilst in quarantine at a hotel in the city of Zhengzhou. Reports say it took the girl's father over 11 hours before emergency services agreed to help him. The baby's death comes after the Communist Party promised not to restrict emergency help for people in quarantine, after a three-year-old boy died in quarantine from carbon monoxide inhalation. Many Chinese are venting their anger at the Communist Party's zero-COVID policy on the internet and are demanding that officials in Zhengzhou be punished for failing to help the public. I'm Karen Chamas.
The first Chinese intelligence officer extradited to the United States and tried for attempting to steal trade secrets will spend 20 years in prison. Yanju Su, a deputy division director at the Chinese Ministry of State Security, was arrested back in April of 2018 during a visit to Belgium to meet with an employee of a U.S. aviation company that had been working with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Su was convicted last November on two counts of attempting economic espionage, two counts of attempted theft of trade secrets, and one count of conspiracy to commit trade secret thefts. Prosecutors described Su as a card-carrying intelligence officer for the Chinese government and said he was part of a multi-year effort to steal aviation technology from American companies. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.